Hey, what's going on? What's going on, world? How y'all doing? Big Ump Triple X, man. Hey, look, I would like to say grand rising to everybody. Know your worth. Continue to be who you be. Have patience in what you do. Patience shows signs of being wise and having a virtuous choice, regardless of the difficulties of what you're going through. Have patience, and I'm gonna touch on that while I say have patience. I'm not gonna be before you long, but I want to say thank God for this day, thank God for this morning, thank God for allowing us to be up on this early a.m. on a Saturday morning. Thank God. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Father God, thank you for this grand rising that you have allowed us to be, allowed me to be, have allowed me to continue to deliver your message. Father God, I thank you. Father God, I thank you for the naysayers. Father God, I thank you for the watchers. People that sometimes watches my show for the good and watches my show to just have a report bill. Father God, I thank you. Father God, I thank you for allowing me to be here on this day to see another day that you have created and allowed me to be in it. Father God, I thank you for my wife and my family, our kids and grandkids always, Father God. Father God, I thank you for allowing me to breathe this air on this morning, for allowing me to get up here and to deliver your message on this morning, for allowing me to open my eyes on this morning, for allowing me to be able to hear the goodness of you and your spirit and your emotions and moves and ways this morning. Father God, I want to say thank you. Father God, I want to say thank you for just allowing me to be the man I need to be and the man that you have called me to be on this day. Regardless of what anybody says, regardless of their thoughts and opinions, regardless of how they feel about me, Father God, I want to say thank you on this day because I have the right, I have the audacity, I have the choice to serve you like anybody else, regardless of how they feel, what they think. Regardless of what they think I should be doing, or how they think I should worship, on how they think I should praise you. Father God, I want to say this one thing. I want to say, Father God, that we serve you and praise you in our own special way because you haven't made all of us to do the same thing, to serve you in the same way. It can't be possible. I want to say thank you, Father God. I am so grateful. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart, Father God. I thank you every second of this day of my life for being here. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, I want to say amen, amen, amen. So listen, I want to let you all know, man, keep hold of your life. Have patience in what you do. See, you're going to have people to talk about you. You're going to have people that's going to have their opinion about you. They're going to say the things they need to say. But you see what my shirt say? The battle belongs to the Lord. And that's all you need to worry about is that the battle belongs to the Lord. So don't be sitting out here trying to stress yourself, trying to worry about this and that, because when you stress yourself like that and you get angry and you stay angry, you're going to kill yourself. And you don't want that to happen. You don't want that to happen. You want to stay focused on God and you want to let God fight all of your battles. Regardless of what anyone says, you want God to fight all your battles. Because at the end of the day, what's going to matter is how you came to the Lord for help. And if you don't come to the Lord for help, you won't get the help that you deserve. The Bible says that patience is the ability to endure difficult situations without giving up hope or getting angry. Again, patience is the ability to endure difficult situations without giving up hope or getting angry. I know, because sometimes I can still easily get angry now, but I've been working and I have improved my patience a whole lot better than what I used to do in the years to come. So I know for a fact that God is working on me. And I know for a fact that I have the patience I need to have. And sometimes things get a little difficult here and there. But I thank God for the patience that he have given me. It also refers to the ability to show patience to God in troubled circumstances. So regardless if you lost your job, lost your house, lost your car, you done lost something significant in life, I ain't telling you that you're going to get over it right away. But what I am telling you is to get on your knees and pray. Ask God to help you with your mental and get over the situation that you're going through so he can open up other doors and other avenues for you to make your life better. Sometimes God will restore you where you at. Sometimes God will even take you to a better place, put you on a newer road, on a higher path. So you got to have patience. You got to have endurance. And you got to ask God to guide you in that area. Because when you go and try to do things on your own to get back at somebody, you're only digging a hole for yourself and you're digging a hole for that person, but even a larger hole for yourself. So you may not know what that person going through, but if you're a praying man or you're a praying woman and you're a man or a woman of God, God will show you in the spirit. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Because the Old Testament considered patience to be wise and virtuous choice. To be wise and virtuous choice. So have patience in what you do. And don't let these people distract you where you become angry and you're not focused. The book of Romans 12:12 tells us that rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Stay in prayer. And I've always said that on my show, is that you have a good prayer life with God. If you don't have nothing else, have you an excellent prayer life with God. And God will reveal and show things to you. And God will be by your side. You're going to have people that's going to pay attention to you. They're going to watch you. They're going to do everything. Because two things on why they're doing that. They either admire you or they don't like you. Yep, I said it. They either admire you or they don't like you. And they're going to put up that facade as if they like you. Now, if they admire you, sometimes you may not get that reaction like you think you're going to get. But if they don't like you, you may get a lot of involvement because they're trying to peep you and learn you to take you down. Galatians tells us 6:9 says, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. That's in the book of Galatians 6:9. Let us not grow weary of doing good. And what that means, just don't be doing good to be doing good because you think you're going to get a blessing out of it. Do good because it's in your heart to do good. For in due season, you will reap as long as you don't give up. That's in the book of Galatians 6:9. And Romans 12:12 tells us that. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Those things are very important. It says in Romans also 8:25, it says, but if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. So when you hope for what you do not see, you wait for it in patience. I'm telling you, it will happen because it happened to me. And I'm blessed. I'm happy. And I am so grateful to be here. And I want to let you all know something. I didn't give up. I didn't stop praying. And I didn't let nothing or no one distract me, no matter what I went through. I got on my knees harder and I kept praying and I kept praying to God. I kept praying and praying and I kept asking God to lift me up, to strengthen me, to let me continue to be the man I need to be and let me continue to stay on the path I need to stay on for you and not no one else. And I am happy and blessed to say I am still here today. And I let no man, no job, nothing material stop me from being the man that God has called me to be, regardless of what you think about me. It don't even matter. Because at the end of the day, we all serve one creator with different names. And as long as we doing the will of God the way that we think we should do it with a good heart, God gonna bless us. Ephesians 4 and 2 tells us, with all humility and gentleness, with patience bearing with one another in love. So whenever you go through something, with all humility, gentleness, with patience bearing in one love. So don't lose track of what you're doing and don't give up on what you're doing. Get a grip on to what you're doing. Understand what you're doing and keep pressing forward in life. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. Heavenly Father, thank you for this awesome word. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to be here to deliver your word today. I want to say thank you, Father, for everything that you have allowed me to do and say. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we want to say thank you. And we want to say amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, listen, this Big Unc Triple X, I just want to tell you, God loves you and I love you. Have patience. Peace.